Hi everybody, hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. Today is Thursday, April 7th, 2022, and it's opening day for the MLB baseball season. And what many feared might have been a lockout season, eventually things ended up getting worked out and we're able to have baseball this summer. I think it would have made for a really long summer if we didn't have the MLB. Not saying that you can't go watch your local town teams and things like that, but it's just not the same having an MLB team to root for. And I think as we get towards the tail end of Bob Uecker's career, it's important to make the most of the years that we have left with him. I'm not sure what it's going to be like when he finally retires or, God forbid, something happens to him, but it's eventually going to happen, I would say, within these next 10 years. So trying to mentally prepare for that myself. But I think baseball is just a great reminder. I think a lot of people might say that baseball is too slow of a game or there's too many things that happen in the game that aren't very fun. Maybe there's defensive shifts and you have these guys making plays where it might get through or not enough home runs. People hate seeing a pitching duel, but I'm a big fan of a pitching duel going into the ninth inning. And then teams having to figure things out, what they're going to do if their starter can continue to go or if they have to bring in a relief pitcher. It's those little things that a lot of people don't think about, but baseball is such a mental game as well as it is a physical game. And I think it's a reminder for us to slow down and appreciate the process of things. Baseball is not a fast-paced game. It's not one where you're going to have a lot of people running back and forth like in basketball, turnovers and things like that, or it's just a slower game. And I think in today's society, I hate to be one of those in today's society people, but I think in today's society, it's nice to have things that slow the process down. We don't always have to be going 100 miles an hour. And I think that's one of the main reasons why I love baseball, especially taking in a game in person. You're allowed to get to know the person next to you a lot better while you're watching the game. Doesn't mean that you're not engaged in the game, but there are some times where there's going to be downtime where you have a pitcher coming out to warm up or different things like that. So there's little breaks in the action or even the sausage races at a Brewers game. But you get to know that person next to you, whether it's your dad, your mom, or a family member or a friend. You're just getting to know more about them while taking in a game. And I don't think you always get the same feeling if you're watching a football game or a basketball game or a hockey game or any other really sporting event. Maybe golf. Maybe golf has that going for it. But I just think baseball is such a unique sport and one that I am glad is America's pastime. And I hope you're able to either enjoy a game today or at some point this year. And with that being said, I want to talk to you today about one of my favorite baseball memories. Now, I have a lot of great memories that happened on the baseball diamond, winning conference in high school, also getting a regional championship. But there's so many things that happen off the diamond with your team that stick with you the most, I think. Not to say that what happens on the field isn't important or that that doesn't matter, but there's so many things outside of the game that mean that much more and are going to stick with you. And today I want to share with you one of those stories that has stuck with me since it happened in high school, and I hope you enjoy it. I've never considered myself an outlaw, but then I think back to the times when I abandoned the voice of my mother in the back of my head. One of those times was back in high school during the Summer Legion baseball season. In between sunny summer days at the go-kart track coated in sunblock, I got to spend nights in the baseball diamond with some of my best friends. We talk more trash to each other than the opposing teams while spitting seeds and drawing inappropriate pictures in the sand with our cleats. Legion ball was a little more Jimmy Buffett speed than our high school baseball season. That doesn't mean we didn't take it seriously, but let's just say our eyes spent a little more time scanning for cute girls in the bleachers as we made our way to the batter's box. One night, we had a game at Roberts Field near Spooner, Wisconsin. It's essentially the Field of Dreams of the Northwoods. Their concession stand consists of homemade food, foul balls are chased down by kids looking to make a quick quarter, and it all takes place in the middle of an old farm field. I've yet to see Shoeless Joe or Moonlight Graham, but I still remain hopeful. I owned a 1999 Ford Ranger at the time, which, based on its size, was as much of a team van as a tandem bicycle. The person lucky enough to ride shotgun was the keeper of the massive CD collection I had. I still have that CD case to this day, by the way. And the person sitting in the back seat had to have their knees to their chest while sitting on a makeshift boat seat. Where the true kings sat that day was in the bed of the truck. You know, to protect equipment from flying out. Ratchet straps be damned, those were for squares. I don't remember any plays from the game that day or whether we won or lost. I don't remember the weather we had or if the ump was doing some home cooking. What I will remember is cruising down the back roads, the country music playing too loud, Little Debbie rappers on the floor, and shouting for the boys to duck whenever we were passing a cop. A bunch of outlaws in our own minds. Before we close out today's episode, I just want to share with you an incredible story of something that a young man is doing in Hayward for the Sawyer County Historical Society. And his name is Ashton Strand. And he shared with me this article that he wrote for the Sawyer County Gazette. And I think what he has to say is pretty important. So here we go. My name is Ashton Strand. I'm a graduate from Northern Waters Environmental School, which is part of the Hayward Community School District. For my senior capstone project, I chose to assist the Hayward County Historical Society. I've always had a passion for helping others and involving myself in projects that benefit our community, so I'm fully committed to this project, even after graduating. As some of you might know, 2 years ago I collected 1,000 pairs of socks for the homeless and families in need in Sawyer County. My project was matched by the apparel company Bombas. I even sent a large shipment of socks that I collected to my contact in San Francisco because that's where my inspiration for the project originated. I was featured in the Sawyer County Record. The purpose of this article, or what I am sharing with you now, is to inform you about a few things I'm working on for the benefit of our community, and I also aim to get you all involved. I'm working with the board of the Sawyer County Historical Society in order to spread awareness and raise much-needed funds for them. My goal is to ensure the longevity of the museum, help with operating costs, maintain the overall quality of the buildings, and keep Sawyer County's history alive. I started a GoFundMe page titled Help Us Save Our Small Town Museum. The current goal is set at $8,000, and any size donation would help immensely. And you can donate to Ashton's cause by going to GoFundMe.com, and then in the search bar, type in Help Save Our Small Town Museum. Again, go to GoFundMe.com and type in the search bar Help Save Our Small Town Museum. Or you can send a check directly to SCHS at P.O. Box 384 Hayward, Wisconsin 54843. Again, that's SCHS at P.O. Box 384 Hayward, Wisconsin 54843. And be sure to reference that you heard about this on the Northern Nerd podcast. Also, you could stop by the museum on a Thursday, and their winter hours are 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And be sure to say, as you can see, there are a lot of options to help the museum. And please consider making a donation to help the museum, and it would be greatly appreciated. Now, why would the Sawyer County Historical Society and Museum need any additional funds in the first place? Well, the answer is a sad one indeed. The long and short of it is that people don't visit small town museums anymore, so the money isn't flowing as it once was. That applies to every small town museum across the country, and maybe even across the world. The cause is ever-evolving nature of our world and the current epidemic. Are museums truly a thing of the past? What an ironic question. They are our past. Let's all help preserve our history, heritage, and culture by donating today. Museums are just as important now as the artifacts housed in them were important back then. Have you visited the museum? If not, stop in and see the amazing collection of exhibits on display at the Hayward Sawyer County Historical Society. Thanks for taking the time to listen to Ashton's article, and I hope it gives you something to think about. Let's all help preserve our history, heritage, and culture by donating today and spreading the word. And that is the end of Ashton's article there. But just doing some amazing things for our community. And I really hope that he gets to his goal of 8,000. I think with all of our help, we can make that happen and we can make that dream a reality. So thank you, Ashton, for doing that. You're doing an awesome thing, man. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.